Levanta su mano y ora en el Espíritu Santo.
Come on, the Bible says that one can set a thousand to flight.
La Biblia dice que uno puede echar mil a volar.
And two, 10,000.
Y dos, 10,000.
Come on, just pray in the Spirit.
Ora en el Espíritu.
Oh, that's it. You don't know what you're saying, but the Holy Ghost knows what you're
saying. No sabe lo que estás diciendo, pero Dios sí.
The Holy Ghost is a better prayer than you are.
El Espíritu ora mejor que tú.
We love you, Jesus.
Te amamos, Jesús.
We glorify your name, oh God.
Te glorificamos, oh Dios.
We worship you, Jesus.
Te adoramos, Jesús.
What a sweet presence of God is in this house today.
Qué presencia tan dulce está aquí.
Do you believe that where his presence is, anything can happen?
¿Crees tú que donde está su presencia todo puede suceder?
I said, do you believe that where the presence of the Lord is, anything can happen?
Donde está la presencia de Dios, todo es posible.
Well, I'm thankful you believe that today. I've come expecting God to do something great in this house.
Yo vengo esperando que Dios va a hacer algo grande en esta casa.
I'm so thankful that he has shown up.
Me agradecido que él apareció.
I know you can't see him today.
Yo sé que no lo puedes ver.
Because God is a spirit.
Porque Dios es un espíritu.
The Bible says they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
La Biblia dice que los adoran lo tienen que adorar en espíritu y en verdad.
It also says that the Father is seeking such to worship
him. También dice que el Padre busca tales adoradores.
That means that the Spirit of God is looking across the landscape of human existence.
Significa que Dios está mirando la humanidad.
And he is searching for a worshiper today.
Y está buscando un adorador este día.
So if you come to worship God, God's looking at you today.
So si vienes a adorar a Dios, Dios te está mirando.
This isn't about human ingenuity or efforts. This is about the King of Kings.
Esto no es de esfuerzos humanos,
and
esto
the Lord
es del Rey de Reyes,
of Lords.
Y el Señor de Señores.
We want him to feel welcome here today.
Queremos que se sienta bienvenido aquí.
His word says where two or three are gathered together in his name.
La Biblia dice donde están dos o tres reunidos.
There he is in the midst.
En mi nombre, allí está él en
praise
medio.
God. And we are so thankful for the presence of God that is here.
Estamos agradecidos por la presencia de Dios que está aquí.
Praise God. We're also thankful for all of our guests that are in the house. Let's give our guests a hand clap.
Por todos los visitantes.
If you're standing next to somebody and you've never introduced yourself to them, just take about 10, 15 seconds and introduce yourself.
Si estás parado al lado de alguien que no conoces, salúdalo.
Tell him how good it is to see him in the house of God.
Dile, te da mucho gusto de verlo en la casa de Dios.
Praise God. Is it your favorite thing in the world to come to God's house?
¿Será la cosa más favorita venir a la casa de Dios?
The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
El salmista dijo, estoy contento cuando me invitaron a la casa de Dios.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Y te voy a decir algo.
There are some things in life that I really like.
Hay cosas en la vida que yo me gustan mucho.
I really like fried chicken.
Me gusta el pollo frito.
Ice cream and pizza.
La ice cream y la pizza.
I like Dreamland ribs.
Me gustan las costillas.
I like vacation at the beach.
Me gustan vacaciones en la playa.
I like fishing.
Me gusta pescar.
I like hanging out with my wife.
Me gusta juntarme con mi esposa.
And going on dates.
Y salir en citas.
But I'm going to tell you something today.
Pero te digo algo este día.
I don't like anything more.
No me importa nada más.
Than coming to the house of God.
Más que venir a la casa de Dios.
If it wasn't for the house of God, I wouldn't be here today.
Si no fuera por la casa, no estuviera aquí.
If it wasn't for God's house, I wouldn't be sane today.
Si no fuera por la casa de Dios, no estuviera bien de mente.
If it wasn't for God's house, I wouldn't be married today.
Si no fuera por la casa, no estuviera casado.
Praise God. Oh, there's no telling where I would be, but I would not be clothed and in my right mind today.
No sé dónde estuviera, pero no estuviera aquí.
I'm thankful for God's house.
Estoy agradecido por la casa de Dios.
You know, even Jesus.
Y aún Jesús.
His mama taught him how to go to church.
Su mamá le enseñó a ir a la iglesia.
When the appointed time came,
cuando vine el tiempo,
she brought him into the house of God.
Ella lo llevó a la casa de Dios.
When it was time to do God's business,
cuando era tiempo de hacer negocio de Dios,
they went to God's house.
Iban a la casa de Dios.
And the Bible said that even after he was baptized and ascended out of the water,
y la iglesia dice, aún después que fue bautizado,
and the Spirit as a sign to John descended on him like a dove,
el Espíritu como señala Juan descendió sobre él,
and the Spirit drove him into the wilderness,
y el Espíritu lo llevó al desierto,
and he was fasting and praying.
Y estaba ayunando y orando.
When he came back into the city,
cuando llegó a la ciudad,
on the Sabbath day,
en el día de sábado,
he went back to the house of God,
regresó a la casa de Dios,
at the appointed time,
al tiempo acordado.
Can I tell you, it's at the house of God where the miraculous happens.
Es en la casa de Dios donde
suceden
los milagros.
It's at the house of God where the supernatural happens.
Es en la casa de Dios donde pasa lo sobrenatural.
I know it can happen anywhere.
Yo sé que puede pasar en todas partes.
But this is the epicenter for what God wants to do in your life.
Pero este es el centro de lo que Dios
quiere
hacer en
tu vida. And I'm glad you're in God's house today.
Estoy contento que estás aquí.
Praise God. Let's go to the word of the Lord.
Vamos a abrir la Biblia.
We're going to be in Luke chapter 5.
Vamos a estar en Lucas 5.
I would like to say that it is so good to have the Dunn family with us today.
Me gusta decirle, me da mucho gusto tener a la familia Dunn aquí.
Brother Isaiah Dunn and his family,
el hermano Isaiah Dunn,
have relocated to Birmingham.
Se han reconectado acá a Birmingham.
And why don't we make them feel welcome today?
¿Por qué no los hacemos sentir bienvenidos?
I don't know what God is up to.
Yo no sé lo que está haciendo Dios.
But I do know that God is working in their life and we are glad to be a part of it.
Pero sé que Dios está obrando en sus vidas.
Praise God. Luke chapter 5,
Lucas capítulo 5,
beginning in verse 1,
empezando en verso 1.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Praise God. How many of you love the word of God?
¿Cuántos aman la palabra de Dios?
Why don't you give him a hand clap of praise today
if you're
thankful
sus
for
manos.
His word? God, we love you. We praise you. There's nobody like you in heaven and earth. There's none beside you, Lord. We pray that in the next few moments, God, that you would come into this house, that you would anoint the going forth of your word, Lord. Anoint your people, Lord, to receive the engrafted word of God. Come on, one more time. Why don't you clap your hands to him
una
and give him a shout?
Sus manos.
Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God today. This moment is a seminal moment.
Este momento es un momento muy importante.
In the life of these humble Jewish fishermen.
En la vida de estos judíos humildes.
Jesus steps onto the scene at the beginning of his earthly ministry.
Jesús aparece en el principio de su ministerio.
And at the lake Gennesaret,
y en el lago Gennesaret,
he finds two ships docked.
Encuentra dos barcas en, ahí parados.
But they don't have occupants in them.
Pero no están ocupados.
They are empty
están vacías.
Ships. It is absolutely the will of God in this story to radically alter the lives of these Jewish fishermen.
Es absolutamente la voluntad de Dios radicalmente cambiar la vida de estos pescadores.
He's coming to minister to his disciples.
Viene a ministrar a sus discípulos.
But he is also coming to minister to their community.
Pero también viene a afectar sus comunidades.
And as he does so,
y cuando lo hace,
the Bible says that the people are pressing upon him.
La Biblia dice que lo están empujando el pueblo.
To hear the word of the Lord.
Para escuchar la palabra de Dios.
There's something in their attitude.
Hay algo en su actitud.
That is hungry for a word from God.
Tiene hambre para la palabra de Dios.
There's something in their disposition.
Hay algo en su disposición.
They came to have a move of God.
Vinieron a que se moviera la presencia de Dios.
They are not satisfied with the way that things have been up to that point.
No están satisfechos como estaban las cosas antes.
But they came with an appetite.
Pero vinieron con un apetito.
They came with a knife and a fork in their hand.
Vinieron con cuchillo y tenedor.
They came with that cloth around their outfit, their garment.
Vinieron vestidos para comer.
They came with an expectation.
Vinieron con una expectativa.
That something was going to be served.
Que algo iba a ser servido.
That was going to fill them to the overflowing.
Que los iba a llenar hasta que estuvieran rebosando.
Now I don't know about where you normally go to church.
Yo no sé dónde tú vas a la iglesia normalmente.
But you came to an apostolic church
today. Pero viniste a una iglesia apostólica este día.
And what that means.
Y lo que significa.
is that when we come to the house of God,
que cuando vinimos a la casa de Dios,
we don't come casually.
No vinimos casualmente.
We don't come like the world goes to church.
No vinimos como el mundo va a la iglesia.
They come to church without an expectation.
Ellos vienen a la iglesia sin esperanza.
They don't expect blind eyes to get open.
Ellos no esperan que los ojos se abran.
They don't expect deaf ears to be unstuck.
No esperan que los sordos puedan escuchar.
They don't expect somebody to get the Holy Ghost.
No esperan que alguien va a recibir el Espíritu Santo.
They don't expect something to happen suddenly.
No esperan que algo va a empezar a
suceder. But I come to tell somebody today,
pero le vengo a decir a alguien este día,
that what you came expecting,
que lo que tú viniste esperando,
will determine what you get out of church today.
Va a determinar lo que vas a recibir este día.
If you didn't come expecting anything,
si no viniste esperando nada,
you're not going to receive anything.
No vas a recibir nada.
But if you came with an appetite,
pero si viniste con un apetito,
I came to get fed today.
Yo vengo a comer este día.
I came to see God move today.
Yo vengo a mirar que Dios
it's
se mueve.
It's going to affect how you respond.
Él va a afectar cómo responde.
You see, in a lot of churches,
en muchas iglesias,
they don't come with a worship.
No vienen con adoración.
That has expectation in it.
Que tiene esperanza en él.
You see, in a lot of denominational churches, people used to get the Holy Ghost.
En muchas iglesias denominales antes recibían el Espíritu
Santo. But they're not getting the Holy Ghost anymore.
Pero ya no lo reciben.
Why? Because they're coming to a dead church.
Porque viene una iglesia muerta.
And I would submit to you that maybe they're worshiping another god.
Y te digo, tal vez están adorando otro Dios.
Because when they go to the ball game,
porque van al juego,
they understand that the 12th man can make a difference.
Entienden que el hombre 12 hace una
diferencia. On the football field,
en el equipo,
they don't come to the football field quiet.
Ellos no van a los deportes
quietos. But they come with spirit.
Pero ellos vienen con espíritu.
They come with passion.
Ellos vienen con pasión.
They come with expectation.
Ellos vienen con esperanza.
That we're going to win the game today.
Que van a ganar el juego.
Oh, I'm looking for somebody today.
Estoy buscando a alguien este día.
I know we're only having one service today.
Que solamente hay un servicio este día.
But I wonder if anybody has an expectation.
Pero me pregunto si hay alguien con esperanza.
Before we leave today,
que antes que nos vayamos este día,
somebody's going to get a breakthrough.
Alguien va a recibir una victoria.
Somebody's going to get a miracle.
Alguien va a recibir un milagro.
Somebody's going to get delivered.
Alguien va a ser liberado.
Come on, is anybody believing God today?
¿Habrá alguien que cree en Dios este día?
Something's going to happen.
Que algo va a suceder.
I'm going to tell you in just a few minutes.
Te digo en unos cuantos momentos.
They're going to baptize somebody in the name of Jesus.
Van a bautizar a alguien en el nombre de Jesús.
And the Bible said whenever somebody gets baptized,
y la Biblia dice cuando alguien es bautizado,
it's for the remission of sin.
Es para el perdón de pecados.
You say, well, where I go to church, they only baptize once a month.
Dices, yo voy y nomás bautizan una vez al mes.
That's because they don't believe when you baptize somebody, something happens.
Ellos no creen que cuando bautizas a alguien, algo sucede.
But we believe what the Word of God says.
Nosotros creemos lo que dice la Biblia.
We believe a like figure whereunto.
Creemos que la figura como
baptism doth also now save
el bautismo
us.
Also nos salva.
When they go down in the water,
cuando entran en el agua,
in Jesus' name,
en el nombre de Jesús,
all of their sins are going to be washed
todos
away.
Sus pecados son lavados.
Yeah, we believe that when you're baptized,
sí, creemos cuando eres bautizado,
something happens.
Algo sucede.
Come on, somebody praise him.
Alguien alábelo.
Praise God. They are pressing on Jesus.
Están empujando hacia Jesús.
To hear the word of God.
Para escuchar la palabra de Dios.
You say, I don't know why they're yelling while that man's up there yelling.
Dices, ¿por qué? No sé por qué gritan.
Because we understand that an amen will do something in the atmosphere.
Porque entendemos que un amén cambia la atmósfera.
Jesus was coming to minister to them.
Jesús viene a ministrar.
But this wasn't the only place that Jesus had gone to minister.
Pero no era el único lugar donde venía.
There were some other places that Jesus would have done many miracles.
Había otro lugar donde Jesús hubiera hecho milagros.
But because of their unbelief.
Pero por su incredulidad.
He could not do many miracles.
No podía obrar milagros.
Can I tell you that you can lock up a service?
Te puedes decir, puedes terminar
by
un
not
servicio.
Saying anything.
Y si no dices nada.
He told the disciples, he said, if you go to a place,
le dijo a los discípulos, si vas a un lugar,
and they don't receive you,
y no te reciben,
shake the dust of you, off of your shoes,
sacude el polvo de tus zapatos,
and move on to the next city.
Y vete a otra ciudad.
I've come to tell somebody today,
le vengo a decir a alguien este día,
I don't want Jesus moving on.
No quiero que Jesús se vaya.
I don't want Jesus going to another church.
No quiero que Jesús se vaya a otra iglesia.
I don't want Jesus going to another city.
No quiero que Jesús vaya a otra ciudad.
But I want to press on
pero
him
yo quiero
today
empujar a Jesús
to get a word from God.
Para recibir una palabra de Dios.
Praise God. He told them, he said, if you had received him,
le dijo, si lo has recibido,
For you, John the Baptist would have been Elias.
Para ustedes, Juan el Bautista hubiera sido Elías.
He would have been that prophet.
Hubiera sido ese profeta.
But your heart wasn't open.
Pero tu corazón no estaba
abierto.
You
weren't receptive to the word of God.
No podía recibir la palabra.
Oh, I'm here to tell you that you can be covered in water and be a drowning man.
Puede ser cubierto en el agua.
Come on, somebody give God a hand clap of praise.
Alguien aplaude sus manos.
Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Alguien levante su voz.
Come on, the angels in heaven rejoice.
Los ángeles están regocijando.
At one sinner that repents.
Que un pecador se arrepintió.
Heaven's rejoicing.
El cielo
right
se está alegrando.
They're going to keep on praying. We'll keep preaching.
Van a seguir orando y nosotros vamos a seguir predicando.
Praise God. So Jesus came to do two things primarily.
Jesús vino a hacer dos cosas primariamente.
He came to save the world.
Vino a salvar el mundo.
And he came to make disciples.
Y vino a hacer discípulos.
Now these two objectives are actually symbiotic.
Estos dos objetivos son simbióticos.
They are complementary things.
Se complementan los unos al otro.
One of them builds upon the other.
Uno edifica tras el otro.
In order to save the lost.
Para poder salvar a los muertos.
You've got to have disciples.
Tienes que tener discípulos.
You have to have somebody to preach the word.
Tienes que tener alguien que predique la palabra.
You have to have a fivefold ministry.
Tienen que haber los cinco ministerios.
Praise God. But in order to make disciples,
pero para ser discípulos,
they have to be converted.
Tienen que convertirlos.
And so this process continues.
So este proceso continúa.
Something new was coming to the earth.
Algo nuevo iba a venir a la tierra.
Something was radically changing in the atmosphere.
Algo estaba cambiando radicalmente.
The boat that the disciples had been using had a function.
El barco que estaban usando los discípulos tenía función.
The men that Jesus would call had a vocation.
Los hombres que Jesús llamó tenían un trabajo.
But reality as they knew it,
pero la realidad como ellos lo conocían,
was not the way that it seemed on the surface.
No era como parecía en la superficie.
You see, science tells us there is no empty space.
La ciencia nos dice que no hay espacio vacío.
Because the space in between two objects,
porque el espacio entre dos objetos,
is occupied by many things.
Está ocupado por muchas cosas.
But one of the things that is between us,
pero una de las cosas que está entre nosotros,
is what is called fields.
Es lo que se llama el campo.
And so Jesus was stepping into an existing field.
So Jesús se paró en un campo.
And he was going to begin to draw men and women to himself.
Iba a empezar a llamar personas hacia él.
And in the dynamic of fields,
y en la dinámica de los campos,
there's always something pushing.
Siempre hay algo empujando.
And there's always something pulling.
Y siempre hay algo jalando.
Something was drawing the disciples.
Algo estaba jalando a los discípulos.
It was drawing them away from everything that they knew.
Lo estaba jalando de todo lo que conocían.
It was drawing them away from their natural definition.
Lo estaba jalando de su definición natural.
It was drawing them away from the house of the familiar.
Lo estaba jalando de la casa familiar.
It was pulling them inexorably toward an unknown destination.
Lo estaba jalando a un destino.
And simultaneously,
y igualmente,
it was pulling them toward a man,
lo estaba jalando a un hombre,
who would radically alter their lives,
que radicalmente cambiaba sus vidas.
And the conversation in Luke chapter 5,
y la conversación en Lucas 5,
begins with the phrase,
comienza con la frase,
and it came to pass,
y sucedió.
Something new had come.
Algo nuevo pasó.
And it would repurpose everything in this sleepy Jewish community.
Cambió el propósito de esta comunidad judía.
Something new was coming.
Algo nuevo venía.
That had never happened before.
Que nunca había pasado antes.
And that community would not be able to remain in its previous state.
Y esa comunidad no podía quedarse igual.
He was trying to get these disciples to understand.
Quería que entendieran sus discípulos.
That from this moment on,
que de este momento en adelante,
your life is never going to be the same.
Tu vida
again.
No va a ser igual otra vez.
Now they had been out all night.
Tenían, estaban afuera toda la noche.
They had been fishing.
Han estado pescando.
And it is the end of the fishing journey.
Y es el final del viaje de la pesca.
It's a transitionary moment.
Es un momento que está cambiando.
But they haven't just been out on this particular day fishing.
No solamente estaban en este día particular afuera.
They have been out for many days fishing.
Han estado por varios días.
As a matter of fact, they had been out for generations.
Han estado pescando por generaciones.
Doing exactly what they are doing on this particular day.
Haciendo exactamente lo que estaban haciendo en este día.
Day after day.
Día tras día.
Year after year,
año tras año,
from father to son,
de padre a hijo,
generation after generation,
generación tras generación,
casting a net,
echando una red,
and fishing,
y pescando.
This is what they've known.
Esto es lo que conocían.
They are fishermen.
Eran pescadores.
They are sons of fishermen.
Son hijos de pescadores.
And on this particular day,
y en este día particular,
they have been out all night.
Estaban afuera toda la noche.
Not only that,
y no solamente eso,
but they didn't catch anything.
Pero no agarraron nada.
Their nets are empty.
Sus redes estaban vacías.
Their boats are empty.
Sus barcos vacíos.
It's the end of another day fishing.
Final de otro día de pesca.
And this day, this particular day.
Y este día particular.
Ends in failure.
Termina en fracaso.
There's nothing to celebrate.
No hay nada para celebrar.
Everything is empty.
Todo está vacío.
But in the middle of this season,
pero en el momento, en medio de esta temporada,
a transition in their life,
de transición en su vida,
there is no way for them to conceptualize.
No hay manera que ellos puedan entender.
Something is compelling them.
Algo los está jalando.
Toward a new beginning.
A un nuevo comienzo.
But embedded in that beginning,
y en medio de ese comienzo,
is a necessary ending.
Es un final necesario.
Because at some point,
porque en algún punto,
the day must end.
El día tiene que terminar.
The season must end.
La temporada tiene que terminar.
It has to end.
Tiene que terminar.
You can't stay in the previous season.
No puedes quedarte en la temporada anteriormente.
The writer of Proverbs says it like this.
El que escribió los proverbios dijo así.
Better is the end of a thing.
Mejor es que se termine una cosa
than the beginning.
Que el comienzo.
That's curious.
Es curioso.
This is hard for us to wrap our minds around.
Es difícil que lo entendamos.
We're good at beginnings.
No, somos buenos para empezar.
But we're not so good at endings.
Pero no somos tan buenos para terminar.
Especially endings that end in disappointment.
Especialmente finales que terminan con decepción.
If you had asked the disciples,
si le preguntaras a los discípulos,
had they known that this was the end,
si ellos sabían que esto era el final,
they would have told you,
te hubieran dicho,
this is not the way I would want it to end.
Esto no es la manera que quería que terminara.
This is not the way that I would have chosen for it to end.
No era mi decisión terminar así.
We don't want it to end in disappointment.
No queremos que termine en decepción.
But these disciples have no idea.
Pero los discípulos no se dieron cuenta.
That it's not just the day of fishing that has come to an end.
Que no solo es el día de pesca que termina.
But the text opens with a phrase.
Pero el texto abre con la frase.
And it came to pass.
Y aconteció.
Something was about to be ushered in to the world.
Algo iba a ser abierto al mundo.
That would literally alter the entire human landscape.
Que literalmente iba a cambiar el mundo.
It would be the beginning of all beginnings.
Iba a ser el principio de todo principio.
As a matter of fact, you could argue.
Y como un hecho puedes decir.
That what is about to begin right here in this moment.
Que lo que va a suceder en este momento.
Was the greatest beginning.
Era el comienzo más grande.
That the world had ever known.
Que el mundo ha conocido antes.
Since the very first beginning.
Desde el principio del comienzo.
In the book of Genesis.
En el libro de Génesis.
That very first beginning.
Ese comienzo primero.
Is archived for us in the Word of God.
Está guardado en la palabra de Dios.
In the book of beginnings.
En el libro de los principios.
In the beginning.
En el principio.
God created the heavens and the earth.
Dios creó los cielos y la tierra.
But this beginning,
pero este comienzo,
the beginning that the disciples are standing in,
el comienzo están los discípulos,
this new season of time,
esta nueva temporada,
the dawning of a brand new day,
el comienzo de un nuevo día,
would be greater than that beginning,
iba a ser más grande que aquel comienzo,
when God created the heavens
cuando Dios
and the
creó
earth,
los cielos y la tierra.
At the first beginning,
al primero comienzo,
God created the waters above and the waters beneath.
Dios creó las aguas de arriba y de abajo.
At the first beginning,
al primer comienzo,
God started the clock ticking.
Dios empezó el tiempo.
It started time.
Empezó el tiempo.
And seasons.
Y temporadas.
And days.
Y días.
It started the plan and purpose of God in the earth.
Empezó el plan y propósito de Dios en la tierra.
At the very first beginning.
En el primer empezó.
Day and night were created.
El día y la noche fueron creados.
At the first beginning.
En el primero.
Life and death started.
La vida y la muerte empezaron.
At the first beginning.
En el primer.
We get peace and war.
Agarramos paz y guerra.
We get above and beneath.
Agarramos arriba y abajo.
We get hot and cold.
Se vienen los tiempos calientes y fríos.
All of the polar dynamics that frame existence.
Todas las dinámicas que están opuestos.
Were given to us at the first beginning.
Fueron dados en el primer principio.
All of this tensional existence.
Toda esta existencia con tensión.
These are the dynamics that move humanity forward in the plan of God.
Estas son las dinámicas que empujan a la humanidad.
We get the dispensations of time.
Recibimos la dispensación del tiempo.
We get the covenants of God.
Agarramos el pacto de Dios.
And that's what the writer of Ecclesiastes was trying to get us to understand.
Y es lo que el libro de Eclesiastes quería que entendiéramos.
That when God created everything at the first beginning,
que cuando Dios creó todo en el primer principio,
He created a time,
él creó un tiempo,
and a season,
y una temporada,
for every purpose under heaven.
Para cada propósito bajo el cielo.
From that moment forward, there would be beginnings and endings.
De ese momento en adelante hubiera principio y finales.
That would happen over and over again.
Que pasaran una y otra vez.
Throughout human history.
En toda la historia humana.
Until a moment would arrive.
Hasta que un momento llegara.
Unlike any other moment.
Como ningún, como cualquier otro momento.
And the Apostle John would tell us about that moment in his gospel.
Y el apóstol Juan nos cuenta de ese momento.
When he said, "In the beginning,"
cuando dijo en el principio,
was the Word.
Era el verbo.
And the Word was with God.
Y el verbo era con Dios.
And the Word was God.
Y el verbo era Dios.
The same was in the beginning with God.
El mismo era en el principio con Dios.
All things were made by Him.
Todo fue hecho por él.
And without Him was not anything made that was made.
Y sin él no hay nada hecho que fue hecho.
In Him,
en él,
was life.
Era la vida.
And the life was the light of men.
Y la vida era la luz del
and
hombre.
The light shone in the darkness.
Y la luz asombró en la
oscuridad. And the darkness could not apprehend it.
Y la oscuridad no lo pudo
and
vencer.
That word,
y esa palabra,
was made flesh.
Se hizo carne.
And dwelt among us.
Y habitó entre nosotros.
And we beheld His glory.
Y nosotros miramos su gloria.
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father,
la gloria del unigénito del Padre,
full of grace and truth,
lleno de gracia y verdad.
That word,
esa palabra,
that was at the beginning,
que estaba en el principio,
was now standing on the shores of Galilee,
ahora estaba parado en la Galilea,
beside the lake of Gennesaret,
a un lado del lago,
and he was telling his disciples,
y le estaba diciendo a sus discípulos,
you think that beginning was bad to the bone,
tú piensas que ese principio
you
estaba
haven't
bien.
Seen anything
no has
yet.
Visto nada.
This beginning,
este comienzo,
is going to start something moving in the earth.
Va a empezar algo en la tierra.
That is going to radically alter the human landscape.
Que radicalmente va a cambiar la humanidad.
I'm telling you, I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
For the beginning of Genesis 1.
Del principio de Génesis.
But I thank God more so.
Pero le doy gracias a Dios más.
For John 1 and 14.
Por Juan 1:14.
That said the word of God.
Que dice la palabra de Dios.
Was made flesh.
Se hizo carne.
And dwelt among us.
Y habitó entre nosotros.
The
world couldn't see him.
El mundo no lo podía ver.
The world couldn't perceive him.
El mundo no lo podía conocer.
He came into his own.
Él vino a los suyos.
And his own didn't receive him.
Y los suyos no lo recibieron.
But to as many as could receive
Pero
him,
los que lo recibieron,
they became the sons of God.
Ellos se hicieron los hijos de Dios.
They were born not of the will of flesh.
No nacieron de la carne.
Nor of the will of man.
Ni de la voluntad del
but
hombre.
They were born of God.
Pero nacieron de Dios.
Come on, is anybody thankful today?
¿Está alguien agradecido este
to be
día?
Born again.
Que nació de nuevo.
To be born of the water.
Que nació del agua.
To be born of the spirit.
Que nació del espíritu.
Anybody thankful to have gone down?
¿Alguien agradecido que
in
se
the
metió
waters in the name of Jesus.
En el agua en el nombre de Jesús.
And to have received the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Y recibieron el don del Espíritu Santo.
It's the beginning of all beginnings.
Es el principio de todos principios.
Praise God. Praise God. An appointed time.
Un tiempo apuntado.
A specific time.
Un tiempo específico.
A designated time by God.
Un tiempo diseñado por Dios.
The beginning.
El principio.
Was standing on the shore at their ending.
Estaba parado en la orilla del agua en su final.
The end of a day.
El final del día.
The end of a moment.
El final de un momento.
The end of a season.
El final de una temporada.
The end of a dispensation.
El final de una dispensación.
Oh, he was the beginning of all beginnings.
Era el principio de todos principios.
They had toiled all night.
Ellos trabajaron toda la noche.
They were wringing out their hands.
Estaban sacudiendo
they
las manos.
They were shaking out their nets.
Estaban sacudiendo las redes.
The boats.
Los barcos.
Were empty.
Estaban vacíos.
It was the end.
Era el final.
But the beginning was there.
Pero el principio ahí estaba.
He was present.
Él estaba presente.
He asked the disciples.
Le dijo a sus discípulos.
Will you launch out one more time?
¿Se van para fuera una vez más?
We've been out all night.
Hemos estado fuera toda la noche.
It's not time to launch.
No es tiempo de ir.
It's the end of the day.
Es el final del día.
It's the end of the moment.
Es el final del momento.
To fish.
Para pescar.
The nets are clean.
Las redes ya están limpias.
We don't want to soil them again.
No las queremos volver a ensuciar.
And just extend our futile efforts.
Das nomás haciendo, no queremos desperdiciar.
To try to feed ourselves.
Para poder comer.
The way that generations of people have been feeding themselves.
Así como generaciones anteriormente
they
comían.
They were tired of the same old life.
Estaban cansados de la misma vida.
Toiling and struggling.
Trabajando y batallando.
Oh, if we've ever lived in a generation of people
si hemos vivido en una generación de pueblo,
that are tired of the same old, same
que están cansados de lo mismo una y otra vez.
This is not a day for the apostolic church
no es un día para que los apostólicos
to become like every other church in the city
toda la otra iglesia en la
because
ciudad.
People are tired
porque personas están cansadas
of the same old
de lo
church.
Mismo tipo de iglesia.
They're looking for something
están buscando
new.
Algo nuevo.
Praise God. They were frustrated.
Estaban frustrados.
They were weary with life being the same that they had known it day after day.
Estaban cansados de la vida siendo
month
igual como
after
siempre.
Month.
Mes tras mes.
Year after year.
Año tras año.
Generation after generation.
Generación tras generación.
A new day was about to dawn.
Un nuevo día iba a venir.
But before there could be a beginning, there had to be an ending.
Pero antes que empieza algo, tiene que haber un final.
What Dr. Henry Cloud calls a necessary ending.
Lo que dice el Dr. Henry Cloud un final necesario.
And the Bible says, and it came to pass.
Y la Biblia dice, y aconteció.
So much is being said in that statement.
Mucho es dicho en esa frase.
And I would propose to you that two things primarily are being said in that statement.
Y te digo que dos cosas son dichas en esa frase.
The first is this.
El primero es esto.
That something is going to be manifest.
Que algo va a ser manifestado.
That did not exist before.
Que no existía antes.
Something is going to be demonstrated.
Algo va a ser demostrado.
That was not demonstrated before.
Que no fue demostrado antes.
Something was going to be seen.
Algo iba a ser visto.
That had not been seen before.
Que no iba a ser visto antes.
The prophecy declared.
La profecía declara.
That they that sat in darkness.
Que los que se sientan en la oscuridad.
When Christ came.
Cuando vino Cristo.
They have seen a great light.
Ellos han visto una gran luz.
Something was made manifest.
Algo fue manifestado.
That had never been seen before.
Que nunca fue visto antes.
They had seen light.
Han visto luz.
But they had never seen light like they
Pero
saw it on that day.
Luz como vieron ese día.
Something else was demonstrated.
Algo más fue demostrado.
As Jesus stood beside the River Jordan.
Cuando Jesús estaba parado a un lado del río Jordán.
And the forerunner to Christ began to declare.
Y el que estaba antes vino a
declarar.
Miren.
The Lamb of God,
el Cordero de Dios,
which takes away the sins of the world,
que quita el pecado del mundo.
Abraham had already declared it to Isaac.
Abraham ya lo declaró a Isaac.
My son,
mi hijo.
God will provide Himself.
Dios mismo se proveerá.
A lamb for a burnt offering.
Un cordero por sacrificio.
A lamb for a sacrifice.
Un cordero para un sacrificio.
Just to make sure that you would not misinterpret what was happening.
Para estar seguro que no lo malinterpretes.
When a substitutionary sacrifice was provided in the book of Genesis.
Cuando un sacrificio fue proveído.
It was not a lamb that was caught in the thicket.
No fue un cordero que fue ahí atorado.
But it was a ram.
Pero era un chivo.
Because you would have thrown the prophecy away.
Porque hubieras aventado la profecía.
And thought that it was fulfilled in that moment.
Y hubieras pensado que ahí fue cumplido.
But that prophecy was bigger than that
Pero
moment.
Esa profecía era más grande que ese momento.
Because what Abraham was saying.
Porque lo que estaba diciendo
that
Abraham,
God is not going to send another to
que Dios
die
no
for
va
his
a mandar
people.
A alguien más.
But God was going to provide
Pero Dios iba a proveer
himself
de él mismo
a lamb for a sacrifice.
Un cordero como sacrificio.
So when John the Baptist points at Jesus,
cuando el Juan Bautista apunta
he was
a Jesús,
saying, Israel,
dijo Israel,
sit up,
siéntate,
pay attention.
Pon atención.
God has provided himself
Dios ha proveído el mismo
a lamb for a sacrifice.
Un cordero como sacrificio.
I'm here to tell somebody he didn't send somebody else.
Le vengo a decir, no mandó a alguien más.
He didn't send Jehovah Jr.
Él no mandó Jehová
Jr. But God commended his love for
él
us
él hizo su amor.
That while we were yet sinners
aún siendo pecadores,
in due time
en el tiempo,
he died for the ungodly.
Dios murió por los pecadores.
Come on, is anybody thankful
¿habrá alguien agradecido?
That God had a new beginning in mind
que Dios
for
tuvo
us.
Un nuevo principio para nosotros.
Come on, somebody worship him.
Alguien adórelo.
Oh, somebody magnify him.
Alguien magnifíquelo ahorita.
God, we thank you for your sacrifice.
Dios, gracias por tu sacrificio.
We're thankful that you shed your blood for us, oh
gracias
God.
Gracias por derramar tu sangre.
Praise God. Something was going to be manifest that the world had never seen before.
Algo iba a ser manifestado que no me habíamos mirado antes.
And so the scripture says,
la escritura dice,
and it came to pass.
Y aconteció.
Or it was made visible.
O fue hecho visible.
Or the prophecy was in front of them.
O la profecía estaba delante de ellos.
For example, in Genesis, when God said, "Let there be light,"
por ejemplo, en Génesis, cuando dice que sea la luz,
the result was the Hebrew word vayihi.
El resultado fue la palabra hebrea.
There was light.
Había luz.
Or and it came to pass.
O aconteció.
Or and it was made visible.
Y fue hecho visible.
Light came into existence.
Como vino a existencia.
Thus it came to pass.
Así
means
sucedió.
That something which didn't exist before.
Cosas que no existían antes.
In the visible world.
En el mundo visible.
Is now made manifest.
Ahora es manifestado.
Time.
Tiempo.
Seasons.
Temporadas.
Will always unfold on the face of the earth.
Siempre se desarrollan en la tierra.
Because of the lights above.
Por las luces de arriba.
Because of the waters above and
Por
the waters beneath.
Las luces de arriba y de abajo.
And what would happen?
Y lo que pasaba.
Is that light would come.
Es que la luz venía.
In the daytime.
En el día.
And it would displace the darkness.
Y quitaba la luz.
And
la
then
oscuridad.
Night would come and it would displace the light.
Y luego la oscuridad venía.
From that point on,
de ese momento,
heat will be displaced by cold.
El calor echa fuera el frío.
And cold would then be displaced by heat.
Y luego el frío es cambiado por calor.
Life would be displaced by death.
La vida es cambiada por la muerte.
And then death would be displaced by life.
Y luego la muerte es cambiada por la vida.
From the beginning of time, transition would continue.
Desde el principio de la vida vienen las transiciones.
These cycles would forever be the pattern by which time and existence is measured. measured.
Los ciclos siempre vienen y es la que dan los métricos.
And for those who are a part of the kingdom of God.
Y para los que son parte del reino de Dios.
This cycle continues to take us upward.
Este ciclo nos continúa a llevar hacia arriba.
It continues to give us ascendance.
Nos continúa a dar a aumento para arriba.
Toward the fulfillment of all things.
A que se cumpla todas las cosas.
No matter how bad humanity gets.
No importa qué tan feo es la humanidad.
That cycle continues to move us toward heaven.
Ese ciclo nos continúa a llevar hacia el cielo.
It continues to move us toward eternity.
Nos mueve hacia la eternidad.
No matter how bad the world gets.
No importa qué tan feo se
no
pone el mundo.
No matter how bad sin gets.
No importa qué tan feo se pone el
I'm
pecado.
Telling you, if you're Noah and you're the only one in your generation.
Si eres Noé y eres la única en tu generación.
That's doing it according to the word of God.
Que le hace conforme a la palabra de Dios.
It doesn't matter how bad the darkness gets.
No importa qué tan malo es la oscuridad.
Light is always coming.
La luz siempre viene.
To overthrow the darkness.
Para vencer la oscuridad.
And good is always coming.
Y lo bueno siempre viene.
To overthrow the evil.
Para vencer lo malo.
There's always a plan.
Siempre hay un plan.
There's always a purpose.
Siempre hay propósito.
There's always a boat.
Siempre hay un barco.
There's always an ark.
Siempre hay un arca.
There's always a pattern.
Siempre hay un patrón.
And that pattern is allowing humanity.
Y ese patrón permite
to
que la humanidad
step up above the transgression.
De un paso más.
To step up above the sin.
Y se ponga arriba el pecado.
Come on, what is it that saved Noah
¿Qué
and his
que salvó
family?
A Noé y su familia?
Somebody says it was the boat.
Alguien dijo es el barco.
But it wasn't the boat that
Pero no
saved
fue el barco
Noah.
Que lo salvó.
It was the water that saved Noah.
Fue el agua que salvó a Noé.
Because sin was the problem.
Porque el pecado era el problema.
But no matter how evil man's imagination was.
Pero no importa la imaginación de la humanidad.
God had a plan in place.
Dios tenía un plan en lugar.
I'm here to tell somebody today.
Le vengo a decir en este
it
día,
doesn't matter how bad the sin is.
No importa qué tan malo está
God's
el pecado.
Got a plan.
Dios tiene un plan.
It doesn't matter how bad the iniquity is.
No importa la iniquidad.
God has a plan.
Dios tiene un plan.
It doesn't matter how bad the transgression
no importa
is.
La transgresión.
God has a plan.
Dios tiene un plan.
Praise God. So God has an upward trajectory for humanity.
So Dios tiene un viaje hacia arriba para la humanidad.
But there's another cycle at work.
Pero hay otro ciclo que está trabajando.
There is a declension at work.
Hay algo que nos está llevando a que se lleva para abajo.
There is a falling apart at work.
Hay algo que se está quebrantando.
This is what happens as the result of sin.
Es lo que pasa con el pecado.
But God has a plan to overcome sin.
Pero Dios tiene un plan para vencer el pecado.
And unrighteousness.
Y la injusticia.
There's something competing for God's government and His peace.
Hay algo peleando con el gobierno y paz de Dios.
But the Bible says that of the increase of His government and peace.
Y la Biblia dice que del aumento de su gobierno y
su
paz.
There's going to be no end.
No habrá un final.
That's what we read in the prophets.
Es lo que leemos en los profetas.
And that's what the church is connected to today.
Y a eso está conectada la iglesia.
And that's why we worship the way that we do.
Y por eso adoramos como adoramos.
Because we understand that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
Porque entendemos que el reino de Dios sufre violencia.
It suffers violation.
Sufre violación.
You could say the plan of God suffers violation.
Puedes decir el plan de Dios sufre violación.
You see, that violation was at work in our lives.
Esa violación estaba trabajando en nuestras vidas.
Generation after generation.
Generación tras generación.
Alcohol and drugs.
Alcohol y drogas.
And promiscuity.
Y promiscuidad.
And unrighteousness.
Y injusticia.
And unfaithfulness.
Y infidelidad.
But I thank God.
Pero doy gracias a Dios.
That the kingdom of God came into my life.
Que el reino de Dios vino a mi vida.
And it allowed me to get on God's path.
Y permitió que me viniera al camino de Dios.
It allowed me to begin to ascend.
Permitió que me pudiera subir.
I'm telling you, there's a path out of the barroom.
Hay un camino que te lleva para afuera.
There's a path out of promiscuity.
Hay un camino que te aleja de la maldad.
There's a path out of drug addiction.
Hay un camino que te aleja de las drogas.
There's a path out of alcohol abuse.
Hay un camino que te lleva fuera del alcohol.
Praise God. Praise God. That's why you need to be born again today.
Tienes que nacer de nuevo este día.
You need to start all over.
Tienes que empezar de nuevo.
You need a new beginning today.
Necesitas un nuevo comienzo.
Can I tell you, I understand you have an adversary.
Yo entiendo que tienes un adversario.
I know that when Satan fell from heaven,
yo sé que cuando Satanás cayó del cielo,
some angels fell with him.
Ángeles se cayeron con él.
I know that he has come to steal and kill and destroy.
Yo sé que él vino a matar, robar y destruir.
But no matter how aggressive hell gets,
pero no importa qué tan agresivo
there's still going to be two-thirds
va a haber dos,
that are for us.
Que son parte de nosotros,
that are working on our behalf.
Que están obrando por nosotros.
The Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood,
la Biblia dice cuando el enemigo viene
the
como un
Spirit
diluvio,
of the Lord
el Espíritu
is going to raise up a standard against
levantar
him.
Una regla contra él.
The Bible said no weapon
la Biblia dice, ninguna arma
formed against me
forjada contra mí
is going to prosper.
Prosperará.
I know you have an adversary
yo sé
today.
Que tienes adversario.
But the church wins.
Pero la iglesia gana.
The church leaves triumphant.
La iglesia se va con triunfo.
The church is going to be victorious.
La iglesia va a tener victoria.
Praise God. I know the Antichrist is going to come against the woman with child.
Yo sé que el anticristo viene contra la mujer.
I know he's going to come against the remnant of her seed.
Yo sé que viene contra su semilla.
Who have the name of Jesus.
Los que tienen el nombre de Jesús.
And who have not taken the mark.
Y no han recibido la marca.
But I read a prophecy.
Pero yo leo una profecía.
That said when she's backed into a corner.
Que dice cuando está atrado en una
she's
going to
be taken up on the wings of an eagle.
Va a ser llevada a las alas de
águila. And taken to a place of safety.
Y llevado a un lugar de seguridad.
I read a prophecy that
yo leí
said,
una profecía que dice.
No matter what happens,
no importa lo que suceda,
God's coming to fight for His people.
Dios viene a pelear por su pueblo.
God is going to descend from heaven with a shout.
Dios va a descender con un grito.
And we're going to rise victorious.
Y vamos a subir con victoria.
And death and hell are going to be cast aside.
Y la muerte y el infierno serán echados.
Praise God. There's a new beginning for you today.
Hay nuevo comienzo para ti.
God's got a plan.
Dios tiene un plan.
God has a purpose.
Dios tiene propósito.
Praise God. Praise God. You believe that today?
¿Lo creerás este día?
You believe that that purpose is at work in this service?
¿Crees que eso está obrando en este servicio?
Come on, I'll tell somebody, weeping may endure for a night.
Le digo que tal vez vas a estar triste una noche.
But joy is coming in the morning.
Pero el gozo viene en la mañana.
Praise God. Don't worry.
No te preocupes.
It came to pass.
Va a suceder.
It's embedded in the text.
Está metido en el texto.
Over and over again.
Una y otra vez.
For those who are in covenant with God.
Para los que están en pacto con Dios.
It came.
Aconteció.
To pass.
Y aconteció.
Look at somebody next to you
dile,
and tell them.
Dile a tu vecino y dile.
I don't care how bad your trouble is.
No importa tu problema.
It came to pass.
Aconteció.
I don't care how dark your night is.
No importa tu oscuridad.
It came to pass.
Dile aconteció.
I don't care how bad the disease is.
No me importa la enfermedad.
It came to pass.
Aconteció.
I don't care how bad your failure is.
No me importa tu fracaso.
Your disappointment.
Tu decepción.
It came.
Y aconteció.
To pass.
Y aconteció.
The first meaning of that text.
El primer significado.
Is that something was going to be demonstrated
es que algo iba a ser
that had never been demonstrated before.
Que no fue demostrado antes.
But the other meaning of that text
pero la otra parte de ese texto
is that whatever came into my life
es que lo que vino a mi vida,
it came to pass
y aconteció.
Because of what came to pass
por causa de lo que vino,
it came
aconteció
to pass
y aconteció.
Because of Christ's victory
por la victoria de Cristo.
Because of his triumph.
Por su triunfo.
Because of the beginning that he brought to the world.
Por el comienzo que él trajo al mundo.
Every other season.
Toda otra temporada.
It's just a platform.
Solo es una plataforma.
It's just a part of God's design.
Solo es una parte del diseño de Dios.
To move you into a place of dominion and victory.
De moverte a un lugar de dominio y victoria.
Because of what came by prophecy.
Por lo que vino de profecía.
Your depression.
Tu depresión.
It came to pass.
Y aconteció.
It's not going to be there always.
No se va a quedar ahí siempre.
It's not going to stay forever.
No se va a quedar para siempre.
I know it feels like darkness right
yo
now.
Sé que se siente como oscuridad.
But the darkness came.
Pero la oscuridad vino.
To pass.
Y aconteció.
Because of what came to pass.
Por lo que vino.
Peter's done.
Pedro termina.
Washing the net.
Termina a lavar las redes.
Finished.
Terminado.
Day's over.
El día se acabó.
But Peter doesn't even know.
Pero Pedro no sabe.
You're washing those nets for good.
Estás lavando esas redes para siempre.
Now I know they're going to cast out again.
Yo sé que las van a echar de nuevo.
But Peter's just been playing in the shallows.
Pero Pedro ha estado jugando en lo bajito.
Jesus is looking at a city that's fatigued.
Jesús está mirando una ciudad que está cansada.
A people that is fed up.
Un pueblo que está enfadado.
And he's asking Peter.
Y le está preguntando a Pedro.
Peter, can I borrow the platform that you built?
Pedro, ¿me prestas la plataforma?
I know you've been using this boat for other things.
Yo sé que usaste este barco para otras
but
cosas.
But I've got something I want to do with your boat.
Pero yo tengo algo que quiero hacer con ese
barco. That's going to transcend every other purpose.
Que va a transcender todo otro
for
propósito.
For which it was built.
Para que fue hecho.
Peter, I know your boat is parked in the shallows.
Pedro, yo sé que tu barco está aquí.
And I know you're cleaning your nets.
Y yo sé que estás limpiando las redes.
And you think the day is done.
Y piensas que el día se acabó.
And you're fatigued with trying.
Y piensas que tu fatiguez te va a ganar.
But Peter,
pero Pedro,
will you try one more time?
Tratas una vez más.
At my word.
A mi voz.
See, I don't know if all of you came looking for a word today.
Yo no sé si todos vinieron queriendo recibir una palabra.
But if you can receive the word,
pero si puedes recibir la palabra,
the word that you're hearing today,
la palabra que escuchas este día,
has power to start something brand new right
tiene
now
poder
in your
de comenzar
life.
Algo nuevo en tu vida.
But you have to make up your mind.
Pero tienes que tomar una decisión.
That's not my neighbor's word.
Ese no es la palabra de mi vecino.
That's not my brother's word.
No es la palabra de mi hermano.
That's not my sister's word.
No es la palabra de mi hermana.
That's my word.
Esa es mi palabra.
Because he wants to get onto my boat.
Porque Dios se quiere meter en mi barco.
No, no. I've got people that are still looking at me.
Tengo personas que me están mirando.
Like you don't believe what I'm telling you.
Como que no creen lo que les
estoy diciendo. It's a prophetic word.
Es una palabra profética.
I'm here to tell you.
Te vengo a decir.
That if you'll let this word get on the boat
que si dejas
with you,
que esta palabra se vende
God's
con tu barco,
ready to start over today.
Dios quiere empezar este día.
He's ready to do a new thing today.
Él quiere hacer algo nuevo este día.
He got on the boat.
Se subió en el barco.
He said, "Peter, come on."
Dijo Pedro, ven.
Get back on the boat.
Métete al barco.
Launch out into the deep.
Vete a lo profundo.
And let down your nets.
Y deja tus redes.
Now they're going out into deep water.
Ellos van a las aguas profundas.
But they're not just going out into literal deep water.
Pero no solo van a las aguas profundas
literalmente. They are moving out into a completely different dimension of fishing.
Se están moviendo a otra dimensión de pesca.
And if Peter doesn't engage by faith,
y si Pedro no obra con fe,
it's not going to unfold in his life.
No se va a desarrollar en su vida.
And I'm just here to tell you.
Y te vengo a decir.
There has to be a level of hunger.
Tiene que haber un nivel de hambre.
There has to be a level of intensity.
Tiene que haber un nivel de intensidad.
That says I came for a word from God.
Y dice vengo a recibir una palabra este día.
The people were pressing on him.
El pueblo lo estaba empujando.
To preach to them.
Para predicarlos.
Something new is coming, Peter.
Algo nuevo viene, Pedro.
But you have to give up your old strategies.
Pero tienes que dejar esas estrategias.
You have to give up your old targets.
Tienes que dejar esos objetivos.
You have to give up your natural objectives.
Tienes que dejar tus objetivos naturales.
That keep frustrating you, Peter.
Que te están frustrando, Pedro.
You've got to take the boat.
Tienes que agarrar el barco.
And the idea of nets.
Y la idea de redes.
And you have to let them die today.
Y tienes que dejar que se mueran este
I
día.
I want to show you a different kind of fishing.
Te quiero enseñar otra clase de pesca.
And Simon said, Jesus.
Y Pedro dijo.
With all due respect,
con todo respeto,
we have toiled all night,
hemos pescado toda la noche,
and have taken nothing,
y no hemos agarrado nada.
Nevertheless,
pero sin embargo,
at your word,
a tu palabra,
I will let down the net.
Voy a echar la red otra vez.
Can you humble yourself today?
Te puedes humillar este día.
To do what God is asking you to do.
Te puedes humildar para que hagas lo que Dios te está pidiendo.
Because when nobody else is looking.
Porque cuando nadie más te está mirando.
And you're all by yourself.
Y estás tú solo.
And you're in your bedroom.
Y estás en tu recámara.
And you're crying.
Y estás llorando.
And you're frustrated with the news report.
Frustrado con las noticias.
You know.
Tú sabes.
And the Holy Ghost knows.
Y el Espíritu Santo sabe.
In the middle of the night.
En medio de la noche.
You've been frustrated.
Has estado frustrado.
You've been telling God.
Les he estado contando a
God,
Dios.
God, I want something different to happen.
Yo quiero algo diferente que suceda en mi vida.
God, I want a breakthrough in my life.
Yo quiero una victoria en mi vida.
And God's saying, "Will you let me use your boat?"
Y Dios te está diciendo, déjame
Will you
usar
let
tu barco?
Me use your platform?
Déjame usar tu plataforma.
God's got a plan.
Dios tiene un plan.
God's got a purpose.
Dios tiene propósito.
For your talent.
Para tu talento.
For your skills.
Para tu habilidad.
For your ambitions.
Para tu ambición.
For your desires.
Para tu deseo.
For your education.
Para tu educación.
For your drive.
Para tu empuje.
I'm telling somebody it's time to shift.
Vengo a decirles cambie.
Not tomorrow.
No mañana.
Not the next day.
No el día que viene.
It's time to shift today.
Es tiempo de cambiar este día.
It's time for a new season.
Es tiempo de una nueva temporada.
It's time for a new outlook.
Y es tiempo de una nueva vista.
It's time for a new strategy.
Y es tiempo de una nueva estrategia.
But it requires.
Pero requiere.
That you let go.
Que dejes ir.
Of your old nature.
Tu naturaleza vieja.
Your old strategy.
Tu estrategia vieja.
And embrace the new.
Y abraces lo nuevo.
And embrace the word.
Y abraces la palabra.
The Holy Ghost is talking to somebody here today.
El Espíritu Santo está hablando este día.
It's time for you to see this season of your life.
Es tiempo que veas esta temporada de tu vida.
As a brand new beginning.
Como un nuevo principio.
It's time for you to see your life.
Es tiempo que mires a tu vida.
As connected to God's plan for this city.
Conectado al plan de Dios con esta ciudad.
He came to save the lost.
Él vino a salvar los perdidos.
And he came to make disciples.
Y él vino a hacer discípulos.
God needs your talent.
Dios necesita tu talento.
God needs your boat.
Dios necesita tu barco.
God needs your platform.
Dios necesita tu plataforma.
God's ready to do a new thing.
Dios quiere hacer algo nuevo.
And God is moving the pieces
y Dios
into
está moviendo
place
las piezas en lugar
for a brand new beginning.
Para un nuevo principio.
I'm telling you, the time has come.
El tiempo ha venido.
The moment has come.
El momento ha llegado.
The day has come.
El día ha llegado.
Are you ready?
¿Estás listo?
Are you ready?
¿Estás listo?
Are you ready today?
¿Estás listo este día?
Are you ready for what God wants to do?
¿Estás listo para lo que Dios quiere hacer?
Are you ready to take the limits off of God?
¿Estás listo para quitar los límites de Dios?
Are you ready to take a cosmic leap forward in the Holy Ghost?
¿Estás listo de brincar espiritualmente?
Are you ready to walk into a new dimension?
¿Estás listo para caminar una nueva dimensión?
Of authority and blessing. I'm telling you, the time is now.
El tiempo es ahora.
The day is at hand.
El día está ahorita.
The time has come.
El tiempo ha llegado.
The moment is here.
El momento está aquí.
You've got to leave the past behind.
Tienes que dejar el pasado.
You've got to leave the disappointment
behind. Tienes que dejar
behind
la decepción.
You've got to leave the failure behind.
Tienes que dejar el fracaso atrás.
You can't continue to use the same antiquated way of thinking.
No puedes continuar a usar la manera de pensar antigua.
To move into the dimension that God has for you.
Para moverte en la dimensión que Dios tiene para ti.
But you have to embrace.
Pero tienes que abrazar.
A new beginning.
Un nuevo comienzo.
A new season.
Una nueva temporada.
A new day.
Un nuevo día.
For yourself and for your ministry.
Para ti, para tu familia.
For what God wants to do in your life.
Para tu ministerio.
Let's all stand.
Pónganse de pie.
If you feel like the Holy Ghost is talking to you today.
Si sientes que Dios te está hablando este día.
I want you to step out of your pew.
Quiero que te salgas de tu lugar.
And come and stand across the front.
Y que vengas acá al frente.
If you're ready to embrace a new day.
Si quieres abrazar un nuevo día.
If you're ready to embrace a new season.
Si quieres abrazar una nueva temporada.
If you're ready to embrace a new level of dimension.
Si quieres abrazar una nueva dimensión.
A new level of dominion.
Un nuevo nuevo dominio.
I'm just going to tell you straight up today.
Yo te digo así.
Your rational mind,
tu mente natural,
is enmity against what I'm preaching today.
Es enemigo con lo que estoy predicando.
There's a part of you that just wants to stand here and see what's going to happen next.
Hay una parte que quiere nomás ver lo que va a suceder.
But if you will engage in faith,
pero si agarras obras con fe,
if you will tell your cynical mind,
si le dices a tu mente,
stand by the wayside,
quédate un lado.
Stay on the shore.
Quédate allá afuera.
But I put my faith in the boat.
Yo voy a poner mi fe en la palabra.
And I'm stepping out onto the water.
Y me voy a parar en el agua.
You will not get it.
No lo vas a recibir.
Staying at home today.
Si te quedas en la casa.
You will not get it.
No lo vas a recibir.
Sitting in the pew today.
Si te quedas en tu banca.
But I'm telling you in the Holy Ghost.
Pero te digo en el Espíritu Santo.
If you get out of the pew.
Si te sales de esa
and
banca.
You come stand down in the front.
Y te paras enfrente.
God will move you forward.
Dios te va a mover hacia adelante.
God will give you.
Dios te va
a breakthrough.
Te da la victoria.
Come on, they're going to begin to sing.
Ellos van a empezar a cantar.
If you're ready for it, lift up
si estás
your hands.
Listo, levanta tus manos.
And begin to talk to God.
Y empieza a hablar con Dios.
And begin to cry out to God.
Y empieza a clamar a Dios.
Begin to speak in faith.
Y empieza a hablar en fe.
You don't have to leave the way you
no te tienes que ir como llegaste.
If you need the Holy Ghost,
si necesitas el Espíritu Santo,
just lift up your hands.
Levanta tus manos.
If you need a miracle,
si necesitas milagro,
lift up your hands.
Levanta tus manos.
If you need a breakthrough,
si necesitas victoria,
lift up your hands.
Levanta tus manos.
Jesus, I bind every lie from hell. I bind every demonic influence. I bind every spirit of depression. in the presence of God, you can get a brand new identity. I said you can get a brand new identity. From this point on, you're going to be fishers of men. He said, you put things together. The Holy Ghost says, you're going to put lives together. Now, I did not do the computation. I didn't do the mathematics when I started preparing this sermon. But when I was preparing this, I felt the essence of that prophecy. Because what he's telling Peter in this text is that, Peter, I'm going to use your boat. That boat represents his whole life. His finances, his talent, his skill set, everything that he is. The things the devil's trying to convince somebody that you just need to discard. Your family of origin, where you come from, your personality, your intelligence, your wit. God said, Peter, I want to use the platform that you have been given to preach the gospel. I want you to shift your perspective. Take everything that you've been using to build your own life, and I want you to shift it, and now I want you to launch out into the deep of spiritual things. God did not call us to leave behind all of the things that got us here. But God just wants to shift us. And I'm telling you what I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, that there are people in this room that 20 years from now, your life is going to be different. You hear me? And you're going to look back to this word, and you're going to say, that was the moment that God shifted me. That was the moment that God changed my perspective. That was the moment that God shifted me to use everything that I was to that moment to accomplish the plan of God in my life. Come on, before we leave, I want us all to lift our hands. God, you know that you've called people to this place for this particular season and time. I pray that the Holy Ghost, oh God, I pray that you would galvanize this word, oh God. Let it be a new beginning, oh God. Let it be a new season, oh God. Let it be a new day, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Come on, one more time. Why don't we give God a hand clap of praise? Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout to God with a voice of triumph. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise God. God bless you. Go out and share your strength and love with somebody. Be the difference in our community. Praise God.